My daughter earned a red belt in the Korean martial art of Tung Soo Do, and her instructor, a practitioner of excellence, always says, practice makes... My name is Hugh Harper, and if you said practice makes perfect, you ought to know that cliche is not only passé, but not quite accurate. In his book, Practice Makes Perfect, Not, Dr. Donald Sheffield, a leading scholar in excellence, states that our institutions need to focus not on what students achieve, but on how they achieve. Dr. Sheffield states, when school systems focus only on achievement without understanding the measures of effort, efficiency, and potential, students with the most resources are likely to be the ones that achieve. Those with less resources, however, often the lower income, disadvantaged minority, and special education students, will likely be left behind due to an underemphasis on proper high performance practices or measures. All can agree that there are at least two, if not three, factors in building a better society. First is education and the skill to become more useful in and to society. Two, and here is where we start fragmenting, excellence. Public institutions have long ridden on the idea of being mediocre, focusing primarily on aptitude instead of focusing on the act of actually attempting to become excellent. Excellence, or high performance, relies on the daily practices or disciplines and behaviors of the students. Thirdly, and then we fall off the rails completely when it comes to values. Values are the motivational rules and ethics initially received from home, and it is here that all of us receive our hows and whys regarding what is important. And imagine what the motivational factor to perform with excellence at home is if you are the only one there. A high-performing country truly depends on these three elements. Sadly, it is the integration of these three notions that are often missed in the overall development of our students. Dr. Sheffield states that schools can change the learning paradigm from mediocrity to excellence by gaining insight into the students' practices, behaviors, maturation, and values before evaluating aptitude, and from that understanding, how to make sure that students share in the equity or equal opportunity to succeed in school. In order for that to occur, Sheffield states, is a matter of knowing those strengths and weaknesses and how they all work together to determine the proper practice to improving one's ability. Proper practice and hard work will produce positive output. To sum it up, practice does not make perfect, it makes permanent, and therefore, only perfect practice makes for excellence. Consequently, imperfect practice leads to low-quality performance. One of my favorite quotes out of his book is, "Children are never too young to learn to earn the right to chill." Let me say that one more time. Children are never too young to learn to earn the right to chill. That being said, he stresses the importance of removing haste, or getting it done quickly, from the paradigm and shooting instead for the high-level performance. Feeling pride at the sense of good work and knowing there is always room for improvement. Teachers and caretakers can take a lot of lessons from top athletic coaches. Coaches like my daughter's karate instructor break down forms into bite-sized and very clear techniques, and they are practiced constantly. And they stress the importance of these so-called basics and practicing them 365 days out of the year. He uses words of the former Penn State football coach great, Joe Paterno. Take care of the little things, or the fundamentals, and the big things take care of themselves. Sadly, teachers and oftentimes guardians cannot be with a student during study to correct the technique and skills the students need and should be accessible to. There are more interesting observations and clear instructions to this enlightening little book, and I leave you with these parting words from Dr. Sheffield. Children become good workers because they practice working, not receiving, and practice makes permanent. please purchase Dr. Sheffield's book, Practice Makes Perfect, Not, at Dorrance Publishing. This is Hugh Harper, and remember, it's not how good you do, but how you do good.